Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets all party delegation members, part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. New Delhi warns Islamabad of striking deep inside Pakistan's territory if provoked by terror attacks. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls Operation Sindoor biggest action against terrorism in Indian history. India meets peak power demand of 241 gigawatt with no shortage. Highest ever, 34 gigawatt electricity added in last fiscal. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla is set to undertake maiden voyage to International Space Station on Axiom 4 mission from Florida in US tomorrow. UK sanctions two Israeli ministers over comments on Gaza. An Indian athlete Priyanka Goswami clinches gold, Sandeep Kumar bags silver, and Ram Babu wins bronze at Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations, which recently visited various countries as part of the country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kani Moi, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The delegations, consisting of MPs across party lines, former MPs and distinguished diplomats, highlighted India's stand against terror and New Delhi's commitment to world peace during their visits to various nations. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. Earlier, speaking to media, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who led an all-party delegation to 5 nations, including US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil, and Colombia, said they had several meetings during their visit in which they received positive response with regards to their concern.
J.D. Vance, I must say, it was a remarkable meeting. We had a very good conversation. We left feeling that we could not have had a better meeting. We were able to make every single one of the points we wanted to make, spoke for the delegation, and in turn, we got back exactly the kind of feedback we would have wanted.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is traveling to Europe currently, stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Addressing the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar again warned India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken. We are very determined. And this time we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India's history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun today, the minister said the Pahalgam terror strike was not just an attack on Indian citizens, but also an assault on the social unity of the country.
पाकिस्तान समर्थित आतंकवादियों के गुनाहों की लिस्ट बहुत ही लंबी है और पाकिस्तान हर बार आतंकवाद को सही ठहराने की कोशिश में सदैव लगा रहता है। इसलिए जरूरी है कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में हम केवल आतंकवादियों को ही नहीं बल्कि उन्हें मदद करने वाले पूरे टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को भी पूरी तरह से खत्म कर दें। पाकिस्तान को जो पैसा या आर्थिक सहायता मिलती है उसका एक बड़ा हिस्सा आतंकवाद के कारखाने में खर्च किया जाता है। पाकिस्तान को फंडिंग का मतलब है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation of India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, the focus has been on both modernization and achieving self-reliance in defence production. Akashvani News takes a closer look at the government's impactful initiatives and achievements across vital sectors. Today, we focus on Atmanirbharta in defence, making India a global power.
Over the past decade, India has redefined its security doctrine with clarity, conviction and confidence. From the surgical strikes of 2016 to Operation Sindoor in 2025, the message is clear. India will not tolerate threats to its national security. Operation Sindoor marked a watershed moment in India's counter-terror response. A precise, coordinated mission neutralized 9 terror camps across the border. A swift and decisive reply to the Pahalgam terror attack. Indigenous manufacturing played a vital role in the success of Operation Sindoor, transforming national security from strategy into execution. From the aircraft carrier INS Vikrant to the high-altitude light combat helicopter LCH Prachanda, India is designing and deploying with confidence. Initiatives like Innovations for Defense Excellence, IDEX, are empowering startups and MSMEs to deliver cutting-edge solutions for our forces. Furthermore, defense exports have surged to a record 23,622 crore rupees, a 34-fold increase since 2014. Over 5,000 items are now on the positive indigenization list, and 75% of the defense capital acquisition budget is earmarked for domestic production in fiscal year 2025-26. From front lines to factory floors, from battlefields to boardrooms, India is forging a new era where security is strength and self-reliance is our shield. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
The Janman survey launched on the Narendra Modi app or Namo app on completion of 11 years of the Narendra Modi government in office has quickly gained significant traction with over 5 lakh responses from citizens across the country in a single day. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi had urged everyone to take part in a survey on the Namo app on India's growth journey over the last 11 years. Union Minister of State for Road, Transport and Highways, Harsh Malhotra, has highlighted the Narendra Modi government's bold decision-making and its commitment for the welfare of the citizens. The minister said this during an exclusive interview with Akashvani News.
ये ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस की बात कर रहा हूँ, जिसमें आज भारत विश्व स्तर पर 160 से 62वें पायदान पर आकर खड़ा हुआ है. उसके पीछे प्रधानमंत्री जी का विजन, और मैं अगर एमसीए की बात करूं, आज एक कंपनी ने नई कंपनी को इनकॉर्पोरेट करना है तो वो 3 या 4 दिन में इनकॉर्पोरेट हो जाती है, क्योंकि एवरी डॉक्यूमेंट हैज टू बी सबमिटेड ऑनलाइन. पहले जहां 4-4 महीने लगा करते थे, 6-6 महीने लगा करते थे एक कंपनी को एस्टेब्लिश होने में, इनकॉर्पोरेट होने में, आज 3 या 4 दिन में अगर आपके डॉक्यूमेंट सही से सबमिट हुए हैं तो 4 दिन में इनकॉर्पोरेशन का सर्टिफिकेट मिलता है.
This exclusive interview will be broadcast on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and the entire network of Akashvani at 9:30 p.m. today as part of the special series Viksit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal, Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan Ke 11 Saal. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has said that India successfully met peak power demand of 241 gigawatt yesterday with zero shortage. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Manohar Lal said that India has added its highest ever generation capacity of 34 gigawatt during 2024-25, with renewable energy accounting for 29.5 gigawatt. The minister said that the power sector has witnessed unprecedented progress over the past 11 years under the Narendra Modi government.
2013-14 में पीक डिमांड 130 गीगावाट थी और अभी जो पीक डिमांड पिछले वर्ष 2024-25 में गई है वो 250 गीगावाट गई है, लगभग डबल. 25-26 में पीक डिमांड जा सकती है 270. कल 9 जून को हाईएस्ट पीक डिमांड गई है, 241 गीगावाट गई है.
Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. The Home Minister also reviewed long-term measures being undertaken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Rajasthan during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. IMD said that warm night conditions are also very likely in Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan tonight. In Uttar Pradesh, temperatures have soared past 45 degrees Celsius in several districts. We have a report.
In Uttar Pradesh, during the last 24 hours, the temperature in many districts has reached close to 45 degrees Celsius. The temperature in Jhansi and Agra was recorded at 45.9 degrees Celsius. The temperature also crossed 45 degrees Celsius in Urai. According to the Meteorological Department, the effect of heat waves is being seen in western and eastern Uttar Pradesh due to the effect of hot westerly winds coming in the southern part of the state. The Meteorological Department has issued a heat waves alert for the next 2 days. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Madhya Pradesh as well is experiencing intense heat with temperatures in many cities, including capital Bhopal, exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. More from our correspondent.
The effect of heat remained in Madhya Pradesh even today. The mercury crossed 45 degrees in 7 cities including Bhopal and Gwalior. At the same time, the temperature in 24 cities was crossed 40 degrees or more. For the first time in the month of June, the temperature has become so high in the state. The Met Department has issued a heat wave alert in the districts of Gwalior, Chambal and Sagar divisions for next 2 days. Meanwhile, the period of rain will start again from June 12th and the monsoon can enter the state by June 15th. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the initiative to develop AI-driven language technologies in India stemmed from Prime Minister Modi's vision to harness technology for linguistic advancement. The minister was speaking after launching AI Tamil initiative through video conferencing at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. In Rajasthan, at least 8 people have drowned in the Banas River in Tong district today. Superintendent of Police of Tong, Vikas Sangwan, said 3 others were rescued and their condition is stable now. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has expressed grief over the incident. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a 2-week stay at the International Space Station. The launch was earlier scheduled to take place today, but it was postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. In a video message, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla expressed happiness on being part of the Axiom 4 mission.
The way this worked out for me was that probably a week before we arrived at Axiom was the time I came to know that I'll be going. I was extremely excited to be here. I was very, very happy because this was a possibility for me to actually fly to space. You don't know how to respond to such things.
This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from Florida in U.S. The United Kingdom has sanctioned 2 Israeli ministers over their comments about Gaza. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy said Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich will both face a travel ban on entering the UK and will have all assets in the country frozen as part of the measures. In Austria, at least 10 people were killed and several others injured in a school shooting in the city of Graz today. Local media reported that both students and teachers, including suspected perpetrator, were among the casualties. Indian athletes delivered a commendable performance at the Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck, with Priyanka Goswami winning the gold medal in the women's 10-kilometer race event. In the men's 35-kilometer event, Sandeep Kumar secured silver. Ram Babu took the 3rd spot, bagging the bronze in the event. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets all party delegation members, part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. New Delhi warns Islamabad of striking deep inside Pakistan's territory if provoked by terror attacks. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls Operation Sindoor biggest action against terrorism in Indian history. India meets peak power demand of 241 gigawatt with no shortage. Highest ever 34 gigawatt electricity added in last fiscal. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla is set to undertake his maiden voyage to International Space Station on Axiom 4 mission from Florida in US tomorrow. UK sanctions 2 Israeli ministers over comments on Gaza. And Indian athletes Priyanka Goswami clinches gold, Sandeep Kumar bags silver and Ram Babu wins bronze at Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.